Apparently, according to the front of the Irish News, Belfast City Council is storing around 1,500 pallets for loyalist bonfire builders on its property, and it's set to return the pallets to the bonfire site just ahead of the 12th. Council vans were spotted removing the pallets at the weekend from a very well-known bonfire site close to the Holiday Inn beside Sandy Row. That's in the vicinity of the area that was on the news not so long ago when two buses were destroyed by fire. The council said four members cleared the site, wait for this, in agreement with the local community. But the Irish News has learned that the pallets are being held in storage and are to be returned before the big night. Now, the council has asked the Irish News, the newspaper, not to disclose the location, fearing for the safety of staff. It refused to say whether its workers were paid overtime to move the pallets or what wages they will receive for moving the materials back. So at a time when you might be wondering why the streets aren't as clean as they are, or indeed why your bins aren't being emptied on time, their staff are busy facilitating the bonfire builders. Or are they? Are they actually doing something which is absolutely essential? Are they keeping that area of Belfast tidy until the 11th night, whenever the pallets will be returned? Let me speak to one of the councillors who has a point to make about this, Emmett McDonough-Brown from the Alliance Party. Emmett, good morning.
Good morning.
So how do you see it? Do you see it as ratepayers' money wasted, or do you see it as an excellent way to keep that iconic city centre site much tidier than it has been in the past?
Well, to be honest, I see it really as an expedient answer to a difficult question. I mean, I don't think that people would be happy to learn that their contribution through the rates is going to clear sites only to reinstate them at the request of bonfire builders. I think there are real questions to ask around who these community representatives are, how this deal was done, who was negotiated with, and with what authority did they speak.
I suppose the council can't go in to clear a bonfire site that looks like an eyesore or that may be dangerous without the permission, in inverted commas, of those who control the bonfire builders.
Well, often these are built on public land. So as public authorities, they have a right, if not a duty, to intervene in these cases. I mean, I think in this particular one, the fact that it is being removed at the expense of the ratepayers and then to be reinstated at a further cost to ratepayers, and in the meantime being stored somewhere at a cost to the ratepayers, really is pushing things, I think, pretty far. People who complain about the cost of their contribution in rates will be, I think, quite worried and frustrated to see that this is the sort of thing which their money is being spent on.
However, there's a difficult position that the council staff would find themselves in. It may be necessary to clean up the area. It may be necessary to avoid the blight on the landscape. But surely you're not expecting council staff, guys on money just beyond the minimum wage, to weigh in and take away pallets from a bonfire when they're likely to get attacked, or indeed when it's likely to result in the triggering of some form of civil unrest.
And with respect, that's not what I've been advocating. I mean, I think in this particular case, it's not clear from when or where the request came to remove them. But I think the cost of removing them and throwing them and replacing them is legitimate points for people to interrogate. I think whenever we're told that there isn't money to support services and worthy projects across the city, this is one of the reasons why, is that we have to deal with this category of problem every year. There are schemes which the council runs to manage and regulate and encourage good practice around bonfires, and I would be much happier to see bonfire builders use those schemes to achieve their outcomes rather than relying on the council to remove them to facilitate their objective.
But are you then suggesting that if there's bad practice with regards to a bonfire, that the council just leave it because they're afraid to go in and it's safer not to go in?
No, and certainly for bonfires which are part of the bonfire scheme, there is an enforcement policy and enforcement mechanism to deal with behaviours which are not permitted for bonfires on the scheme. And this is unaffected by that. I mean, I suppose the rights and wrongs of that scheme are something which we have debated kind of internally over the course of the last year or so. And we're pushing, I think, generally for more encouragement and more enforcement in respect of that, because we recognise that bonk bars are a part of cultural expression in the city. But I think for the council to take such an active involvement in this particular one, I think requires explanation.
Could you argue that the people in the area are ratepayers? Those people in the area have a special event coming up. It's on the 11th night. They're liaising with council, who are now going to store their pallets for them and return their pallets to them. Thereby, it's an additional service, and the council is pushing the boat out to facilitate one of our tourist attractions.
Well, it's not actually a statutory service that the council has provided in this case. Of course, people who live across the city, regardless of where they live, are ratepayers. So I think we have to look at whether this has been an expedient move or whether this is part of a more strategic approach to the problem.
And you think the council have obvious questions to answer about how they're spending the money?
Yes, and I think also, you know, there is a question mark now about the nature of the property which the council has taken into its temporary ownership. I mean, to whom do those pallets really belong? As we know, in Northern Ireland, there is often a question mark about where these items are retrieved from. And certainly, I would urge anybody who believes that their property is now in the council's ownership to get in touch and seek its return.
So if you feel you've had pallets stolen from your place of work, contact the council and demand that they return them to you.
If that is to whom they belong, then yes, I don't see any problem with that.
Okay, Emmett McDonough-Brown, thank you for that, Emmett.
Thank you.
McDonough-Brown from the Alliance Party. Let me speak to Peter, who's in this line. Peter, good morning. Good morning, Peter. That seems some difficulty. Peter, I wasn't hearing you there, Peter. Just go ahead, Peter.
I'm just wondering, have you not checked out that maybe the hotel there that has all the tourists coming in, and the bonfires is in the car park, maybe the hotel, the city council and a few other things have decided, well, it's right or wrong, we'll keep the place a bit tidy. There is tourist buses there, and there's always a chance if somebody lit the fire maliciously to be damaged. So I think it's a good thing in a way. You know what I mean?
Well, there's no doubt it is a good thing to keep the city centre as tidy as you possibly can. And I'm absolutely certain that there would be no one, but no one, unless there was something wrong with their skull, who would be staying in the Holiday Inn, who would want a bonfire outside their window. And tragically, we're looking today at pictures from London about how easily fires can start and lead to death. Lighting a fire so close to a high-rise building like the Holiday Inn is madness with a capital M anyway. But the suggestion that the hotel would be in favour of the fire not being built there, that the hotel would be the local business people who would be using the hotel would be in favour of the fire not being built there, the council would be in favour of the fire not being built there, is absolutely understandable. It is one of the worst places on earth to build a 11th night bonfire. But the council are going to bring the materials back and allow them to burn it right beside that high-rise hotel anyway.
Are the council not going to open the gates where it's stored and just let the people that build the bonfire, Jeffrey? You know what I mean? No, baffles me with some people and the politicians in Northern Ireland. They can go up one road and see something a certain time of year and they're blind to it. But when it comes to June and July, they open their eyes and they see everything wrong about a certain situation. You know, I have a bonfire outside the back of me. I don't like it. I don't like people standing at the back of my house going to the toilet. But it's one I'd maybe done it when I was young, so I can't sort of knock it, you know what I mean?
Well, I understand the point you're making, but do you not think it's incredibly dangerous to have bonfires where some of them are? We've had examples in East Belfast and on the Shankill Road of very dangerous fires in the past. The one at Great Victoria Street always looks like as if it's a crisis waiting to happen, and they're going to light it again, considering what we're seeing on our TV screens this morning, how dangerous fire can be. Do you not think it's madness to have a fire there?
Yes, it is, but I think in a lot of cases now, not justifying them, right? Do not get the fire brigade out and the fire brigade look at them and go, right, move that back or do that, or if it's too dangerous, it just won't get lit in it.
But you, give me an example of some community in those areas, Sandy Row, Shankill Road, East Belfast, who've ever taken the guidance of the fire service or the council or people looking in from a distance when it comes to lighting the fire. The community, the people who are pulling the strings in the community, they have the final say, and they will light it if they want to light it.
Well, I think there's a bit of self-thinger, but at the end of the day, Frank, we'll get them in the door, say it as well, in Termit. You know, you drive down there on Termit night, you're near getting blamed to come down the motorway because the smoke at the bridge with a burn one at the bottom of the Graben Road, and let them burn it. But I just think at this time of year, that's all we'll talk about, you know, and we, but, you know, as I say, I would reckon the hotel is maybe made representatives to the city council to see if there's any way. Has anybody checked to see if the hotel has actually picked the bill up?
We don't even know if the hotel even expressed an interest in it, but I would imagine they'd be less than happy with a bonfire being built right outside their premises. Peter, thank you very much indeed. 90-333-105. We know that the council is storing 1,500 pallets for a loyalist bonfire and is going to return the materials to the bonfire in time for the 11th night. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning to you. Let's see who's on line three. James, go ahead.
Morning, Frank. I find it ironic, I spoke to you about this before, the council can spend the money for a nonsense like that. I personally wouldn't care, I've never seen another bonfire. The mess that's laid afterwards is a disgrace, and the council find the money to clean that up. But my wee rant is, Frank, the favourite one this time of year, I drive around the country delivering stuff. The roadside verges and everything else, and I can't find the money to cut that. I'm in Tremor here at the minute, and the grass inside the road must be 4 feet tall, but yet we can find money to run after a bonfire. Absolutely unbelievable.
I think technically the money that cuts those roadside verges comes from Stormont, but I get the point that you're making, that the country in a terrible state in terms of presentation. It looks unkempt, it looks untidy, and there's so much work that needs to be done, and that's why people, I think, this morning are less than impressed by the idea of Belfast City Council providing this facility for the bonfire builders.
My father lives in the Belfast City Council area. I was 84 years of age now, and he wanted a couple of items lifted. It was a fridge, freezer, and some other item. And the palaver he had to go through to get that lifted, and I eventually went and dumped it myself. You know, what you say, a bonfire is really for one side of the other. You can find the money to appease the Orange and Green situation, but the ordinary keeping the place tidy and not working towards you people just doesn't seem to matter. It's just crazy. But
okay. That's
just my rant about bonfire. It wouldn't have any interest to me, and I like a bonfire commissioner will have
to,
you couldn't make it up.
Okay, thank you, James. Good morning,
okay,
this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Conversation for you.